This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar said there is no possibility of trade with Pakistan unless tensions persist on the border. Mr. Jayashankar was speaking at a corporate summit on Bharat's economic rising organized by the Southern Gujarat Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Surat yesterday. He said terrorism in any form will not be tolerated. Taking a dig at China over its claims on Arunachal Pradesh, the minister said that Arunachal Pradesh is an Indian state and will always be an Indian state, and changing names would not impact this fact. Meanwhile, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has strongly condemned China's illegally standardized geographical names given to 30 places inside Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, China has been making all baseless claims, but that's not going to change the ground reality and the historical facts. He said Arunachal Pradesh is an inalienable part of India, and people of Arunachal Pradesh are supremely patriotic Indians by all standards and definitions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the Lok Sabha polls 2024 today in Rudrapur within the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar Lok Sabha constituency. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from this seat against Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. It may be recalled that voting is to be held on the 19th of April in the first phase for all the five Lok Sabha seats of the state. A total of 83,37,914 voters of the state will decide the fate of 55 candidates contesting for the five Lok Sabha seats of the state. In Rajasthan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today address an election rally in Kotputli under Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha constituency. PM Modi will reach the meeting venue in the Maulaheda village at about 1:30 p.m. He will address this public meeting in Kotputli in support of the party's candidate from Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha seat, Rao Rajendra Singh. This will be the Prime Minister's first meeting for the Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan since the announcement of polls. Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan will be held in two phases on April 19th and April 26th. Union Home Minister and BJP senior leader Amit Shah is paying a day's visit to Karnataka today. He will be addressing the Shakti Kendra Party workers in Bengaluru in the morning and later hold a roadshow in Chennapatna, which is part of the Bangalore Rural Lok Sabha constituency. BJP State General Secretary and Election Management Committee convener V. Sunil Kumar informed that Amit Shah will be addressing party workers from five Lok Sabha constituencies. The core committee members' meeting of the five constituencies will also be held today. JDS President H.D. Kumaraswamy will also hold a meeting with Amit Shah and brief him about the political situation and work out a coordinated election campaign between BJP and JDS. The Israeli parliament has approved a law giving powers to the government to ban the broadcast of TV channels, including the Qatari-owned network Al Jazeera. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would act immediately to close the Al Jazeera network's local office. The foreign journalists are banned from entering Gaza, and the Al Jazeera staff based in the Strip have been some of the only reporters covering the war on the ground. The Knesset, Israel's parliament, approved the bill allowing the foreign networks considered a threat to national security to be temporarily banned. The ban would be in place for a period of 45 days at a time, which could be renewed. The law would stay in force until July or until the end of significant fighting in Gaza. The Democratic Republic of Congo appointed Judith Suminwa Tuluka as the African nation's first woman prime minister. President Felix Tshisekedi of the Democratic Republic of Congo made the appointment. In IPL cricket today, Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Lucknow Super Giants at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.